Yeah, good morning, Mark.
First of all, too, congratulations. Didn't speak to you last week when it was announced, but presenting the Jock McHale Medal, of which you were a dual recipient, that's a nice little honour.
Yeah, it is. It's some tradition they've started the AFL with previous winners, like with the Norm Smith Medal. Byron Pickett's going to do it this year, and myself with the Jock McHale, as you mentioned. So, yeah, I'm sort of looking forward to going to the game in the first ever outside of Victoria Grand Final.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to the games. Talking of Byron Pickett, who could lay out anyone with the best of them, Ben Long, he'll be a loss for St Kilda, along obviously with a couple of other players that we'll talk about too.
Yeah, it is. It was a tough one. He did meet him, but as you said, Byron Pickett in his day, you get away with that. Now you can't. So that's how the world's changed in, what, 15 or so years, yeah.
So you reckon, because I thought he was stiff, to be honest. Like, I mean, he sort of turned the shoulder slightly, but there was nothing lifted. The other bloke's head was relatively low. It was, you know, I thought he was a bit stiff to go.
Yeah, look, there's probably 50% of the world thinks that, and the other 50% thinks, no, you can't do that. So they're really trying to ban the bump, aren't they? They have been doing that for a few years now.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other Saints news, of course, Paddy Ryder out. That must be just heartbreaking for him.
Gee, he played some game too. I thought he was the difference in the end. His jumping and use of the ball was terrific. Yeah, it's a big loss. And also, Jake Carlisle, of course, is waiting for an imminent birth with his wife of a baby. So, that's going to be three hard to replace ones.
Yeah. I heard, I can't think who it was now, but tongue probably in cheek a wee bit, but no unprotected sex for players in January.
Yeah, that was a Lee Matthews edict when he was with the Brisbane Lions. Jonathan Brown brought it up, you know, the great player from Brisbane during their three-peat years. So, yeah, that's what he said. And apparently he said it in front of the group, and he meant it. And it can affect things a bit later.
Oh, it certainly can, that's for sure. Other recruiting news, a young South Australian with Greater Western Sydney looking to go home to Adelaide.
Yeah, it's a bit of a turn up for the books, someone wanting to come back to Adelaide Football Club. Jackson Hatley, who we all remember his father playing at South Adelaide for many years.
My heart beats blue and white, mate. I love those Panthers.
Yeah.
And I always used to say, Ronnie Hatley, if he went any wider on the wing, you'd pinch a pie. So.
Yeah. Look, he hasn't quite made it through their midfield, and I think he wants some more midfield time, and Adelaide Crows could certainly do some. So GD obviously have lost another young one, but he's going home. Jackson Hatley.
Okay, and the other news, Essendon, Adam Saad looking for Outski, wants to go to Carlton. You know, they're sort of abandoning the ship a bit there, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I spent time with Adam at the Gold Coast when I was there. I mean, he's a terrific little fella and great little player. So, I mean, they're going to have to pay something for him, though. That's not across the line yet, because Carlton are going to have to give up something pretty special. 26, I think he is now. So he's coming into, you know, he's right into his prime. Third in their best and fairest at Essendon. So they're going to have to give up a fair bit for him, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, let's look at the matches. Richmond, St Kilda. With those changes to St Kilda and Richmond obviously hurting badly after being beat last week, could this be potentially a bit one-sided?
Look, on paper, but St Kilda have had a good year. You know, to win that final against the Bulldogs was pretty courageous. So, they've made a lot of steps forward this year, and, you know, you admire that, and, you know, I'm really a fan of Brett Ratten. I think he brings an honesty to a football club. So, look, I still can't go past Richmond. I've nominated them for the grand final, like many people have from the start of the season, this very strange season. So I'll stick with them, but I do hope that St Kilda, you know, give a really good account of themselves. And, hey, by a fluke, I always call it a fluke's chance. It's only a 50-50 game. It is only this game. What happened in the past has got nothing to do with anything. So, as I said, they've got a fluke's chance.
Yeah, absolutely. When you talk about Brett Ratten, do you think, in the great scheme of things, when they talk about great Carlton blunders, getting rid of him, is that one of them?
Yeah, well, look, I mean... Just a set of circumstances appeared with Michael Malthouse being available, and no one would sneeze at his coaching record. So it was just a set of circumstances that put Brett on the outer for just a split second, and that decision was made by Carlton. And you know, from there on in, it nothing went right for anyone. So I'm really pleased he's got another chance. And, yes. you know, in his first season, he's got him into the finals.
Yeah. Talking of in the finals, the Cats have been in plenty of finals. Their winning ratio is not as hot, though. It is amazing, though, a week in football, they went from a deep and experienced team to old and slow again.
Yeah, it's amazing. You just got to look up at the scoreboard, don't you? Just in case you're forgetting what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But don't they come down heavy now? No, look, I call them a brave footy club because they keep doing it.
Mm.
You know, they give themselves a chance every year. Most clubs don't. So I find that they're brave at what they do. They just haven't quite finished it off, which, hey, happens. But I still like Collingwood a bit. Once again, and this is my back of my brain saying, I picked Richmond Collingwood Grand Final at the start of the year. So I keep, you keep leaning back to that. So I've just got this feeling maybe it's Collingwood in another one of the tight games that we all had last weekend.
Yeah. It's very funny, though, isn't it, how a team that is so close to the top on a regular basis actually cops more heat than one of the middle rungers. You know, I always think back, and you'd remember this being a South Australian boy, John Halbert got the Glenelg Footy Club into three grand finals in a row, lost them all, got the sack.
Yeah, I know. It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
And one of the things is that you don't realise how hard it is to make a grand final.
Mm.
I mean, and it's wonderful to be part of it. I hate losing. We all dislike losing. But to be part of it, I'd take my chances every day, Mark, to be part of it. Than not, be third or fourth and say, oh, well, that was a nice try.
Yeah.
I'd rather be there on the day.
Well, Malcolm, when we talk next week, it's prelim final time. How good's that going to be?
that is one of the great weekends of sport in this country.
It is indeed. You have a great week, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.